Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Gentlemen, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. The website, a must, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You get all the events, webinars, free, by the way. Great information. Craig Ferrantino, registered representative on Securities Advisory Services through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. They are not affiliated. Dow with a rough day, dropping 650 points. And it's a tough one. As you look at the S&P and NASDAQ, the worst day since September they posted. COVID, stimulus, whatever you want to call it, it took a hit. And so we welcome in the financial guru. That was a rough day when I kept getting the reports throughout as far as how the Dow plummeted. That was a rough one yesterday. So good to have
it. It was using all those words that I don't like, Jay, you know. Dow plummeted. I'll tell you what a plummet. I've been through many plummets. But the worst day since September is one of your quotes. That was great, too. Worst day. This is October. Okay, worst day since September. Anyway, so we got the Dow Jones down 2.3%, 650 points. We're at 27,685 yesterday. I think I kind of said 28.3. That's a lot. You know, that we were at a high number there. So the NASDAQ composite was down 189 points, or 1.6%, 11,359, clearly over 10,000 and pretty well over 11,000. 10-year Treasury just came down a little lower at 0.8. And the price of crude oil fell $1.30 to $38.55. Gold also fell. So interesting on a sell-off day. You see, generally you get the opposite work. You get the inverse. But gold also came down to $19.03, $2. So not a big deal. Yes, but energy and industrial sectors led to decliners. Why energy? Well, you know, somebody said they're going to do away with fossil fuels. And so there you go. That's what you get. Today we are seeing some positive futures, though, so we are today's a new day. There's also some increased cases, or at least more press on increased cases. It's been the news of the day for some cable stations, and so you're getting that as well. So they're, you know, kind of talking things down a little bit. We have markets are focused really now sort of two things. I think the hope for stimulus is behind us until after the election. But there's people in need, you know, and I don't understand it. One's at 1.8, you know, Republicans, and one's close to that. But I think it's in the devil's in the details. And again, haven't read what's going back and forth. I don't think many people have. I'm hoping Congress has read it. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. We had earnings today. You're going to hear from Lilly. We're going to hear from Microsoft today, Jay. 3M, who else is out there? Caterpillar, Merck, Pfizer, Raytheon, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, and a restaurant brand. Dunkin' Donuts is announced it's being taken over by some company I wasn't familiar with, but Dunkin' got dunked. There you go. And we got some very, very good stuff going on here. You know, we're looking again, now eyes are on the election, as I was saying. We're looking, I think the Wall Street Journal is reporting this, but Jay, the China is far behind its buying commitment. So under the trade accord signed with the United States in January, they had some accelerated purchases of farm products, which, if you know, if the president says at a lot of his rallies, they bought, you know, more soybeans in history and blah, blah, blah. But they're well off the pace, according to the Wall Street Journal, the full $140 billion target. And so that's interesting. And maybe they're playing the election, too. You know, that, hey, we don't have to buy as much from you guys. And it's one of the agreements that they're starting to renege on. But it's an acquisition to a Dunkin' Donuts, again, back to Baskin-Robbins. and Baskin-Robbins being bought by Inspire Brands. I hope you get inspired by that. But that's a private company. Private company, so it will not be public. That's sort of somebody who's collecting a lot of these brand names. And Inspire Brands also has Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Jimmy John's. Well, there you go. Anyway, that's what I have on my plate, Jay. What are you working on over there? You had a lot of political talk these days. What's going on over at?
Just a little bit, a week to go. Yeah, that's what we're getting right now. No question. China, I tell you, China is getting a little more obnoxious by the week, so to speak. You know, imposing sanctions now on American companies, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, I was reading, that have been involved in selling weapons to Taiwan. My goodness. You know, the tensions are just rising weekly here. Really is. So we'll see how that pans out. I'll tell you that much.
Maybe they're betting someone else is going to take over and be kinder to China. And I think that maybe they're playing the election a little bit. But we haven't heard from the Rocket Man or anything, so that's good. And otherwise, the rest of the world is kind of, the funny thing is that we haven't discussed, again, we were following this like stocks back in March and April, that the U.S. was several weeks behind what was going on in Europe. And Europe's basically going to be shutting down. I think Ireland's shutting down this week. And a lot of the European EU countries may be following suit just in the next few days. That's a deep concern because even though they've done everything right in terms of the coronavirus, they're getting a new spike to the point where they may be shutting down Europe. Well, that's pretty interesting. And whereas we're motoring along, so to speak. So I think that's in contrast, it's to similar strategies where they were a lot more stringent with mandatory masks and things like that. Yet they're falling back into the abyss of increased coronavirus, as we thought a second spike would happen. But that's going to affect European stocks. If you have European funds in your 401k or international, something to think about going over the next few months. And that will also put a deeper dent in their economy, which means that the recovery, Jay, is going to take a lot longer for Europeans. So stick with the U.S. at this point, at least this week. And we'll see where we're going.
Troubling to see what's going on in Europe right now. Ireland has instituted the region's strictest lockdown. They're asking people actually work at home and stay there except for necessary activities. That's when you
know
it's bad.
You're not allowed out of the house. You're not allowed out of the house. You can look through the curtains at your neighbors.
That's how strict it is. Sir, always great to have you. Hopefully a better day, and we'll recap it tomorrow morning. You stay well now.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.